Our guest in the cafe this morning is Frances Dalby, the executive director of the Hunt County United Way. Good morning.
Good morning.
We have talked about CASA before.
We have.
It's been a while back, but we're going to talk about it again because things are always going forward. And first of all, this is CASA stands for?
Court Appointed Special Advocate.
And these are folks who are helpful to children who are in a bad situation.
They really speak on behalf of the child.
We'll get into the specifics of this pretty quickly, but CASA is looking for new volunteers, and they're going to be doing some training.
They are. They have a training process. It's about 30 hours of training. 15 hours is in the classroom, going over some different scenarios, case studies, that kind of thing. And then there's 15 hours of independent study. Kind of helps you recognize what abuse looks like, because most of these children were removed from an abusive situation, and you don't want them going from one situation to something worse or the same. You want them moving into a situation where they're going to foster and thrive.
Mm-hmm. So a lot of times they're sort of caught between their parents, their natural parents, and the foster parents.
Right. It is a situation where you have a child that's been removed from a home for whatever the reason, and they're put into a foster parent. Sometimes the foster parents are relatives, but those two parent situations are speaking for themselves. But CASA really gives the child a voice. Mm-hmm. And that CASA, court-appointed special advocate, goes and speaks to the judge. They've spent anywhere from 15 to 20 hours a month with that child, whether it's checking in via text or email, visiting with them, taking them out to eat, just really getting to know the child and the situation that they're in and what's best for them.
And these situations, as you just alluded to, do end up in court. And
they do.
And the CASA representative for the child then is representing the child to the judge.
Absolutely, yes. Mm-hmm. It is a court situation. They've been removed from a family situation, whatever it is. It may be an abusive situation. We talked about briefly before we went on the air. Sometimes it's a matter of, I grew up this way. I don't see anything wrong with how I'm parenting my child, but as you know, that's sometimes not the best way to parent a child, is how you were parented.
Mm-hmm. And of course, our perception of these things have changed.
They've changed a lot.
Over the decades, right?
We discussed that as well.
Right.
You and I have a different idea of discipline than what is current.
Correct. That's right. We're talking with Frances Dalby, who's the executive director of the United Way. And we both grew up, and you more so than I did, in a much more recent time, but me going way back. And yeah, things have changed a little bit about how we look at raising children. So there's something on the order of 200 children who right now are in the system.
In CPS custody. Mm-hmm. And so they've been removed from their home, and they're being evaluated and going through, parents may have to go through some classes in order, to be better parents. It may be a matter of there's anger management that needs to be addressed, whatever it is. So the parents have their course of action that they need to take that the judge has usually assigned to them. And then the foster parents, they've been approved by the state, et cetera. So they've gone through their course. But the children really, sometimes a child really really thrives in a foster situation, whereas going back to their parents might not be the best situation.
Mm-hmm.
So then in that case, usually they're adopted. And court-appointed special advocates usually have their child or a sibling group for about a year. And there's 3 to 4 court appearances that they have to make for the child.
Now, you were telling me that there's no particular deadline for this. The training is just kind of ongoing. So if someone was interested, what should they do?
Absolutely. About once a month, Lori Cope, she's their training and recruiter. She does a training session usually at the courthouse, but it fluctuates depending on how many she has. Just contact her at the CASA phone number 903-450-4410. And again, Lori Cope, 903-450-4410, or they have a website that's casaforhuntcounty.org.
Mm-hmm. And I'll bet there's a link to them on your website also.
Absolutely.
Huh? Okay, good. And just the minute or so that we have remaining, you say you've made some progress on your Little Library project.
We do. One of our focuses this year has been on education, and we have 10 little libraries throughout Hunt County. We do have one in Quinlan, and one of our newest one has gone into Celeste. We're right downtown at City Hall, And then our 10th, number 10, went in at D. Earl's Tax Service in Jones and Wesley there in Greenville.
Mm-hmm. And this is where children can come and basically just take a book from the little, literally a little library.
It is. It looks kind of like a doghouse maybe or a birdhouse, but it's the honor system and it's take a book or leave a book. So if you have some family-friendly books and you'd like to donate, we'll be happy to take those as well.
Good. Frances, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
Thank you.
Frances Dalby, the Executive Director of the Hunt County United Way, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition on your station 88.9 KETR.